And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You are listening to KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Greg Mandel. He's the electronic outreach librarian at Sitka Public Library. He is here to talk about an adult computing class, which starts tomorrow, as well as other things going on at our local library. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Brielle. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So you were telling me that I could call you a guybrarian.
Yes, we have three or four guybrarians at the library now. We're guys who are librarians.
I've never heard that term, but it kind of makes me chuckle. I really like it. So what will be covered in these adult computing classes?
Well, this is a very basic computer class for adults who have little to no experience using the computer at all. We cover things like how to use the mouse and the keyboard, how to work in Microsoft Windows, how to surf the internet, how to use Microsoft Word, and how to use email. And if you don't have an email account, we will set one up for you and teach you how to use the basic functions of email. So it's really basic stuff for people who have never really been on a computer before or have very limited experience.
Does the library teach a lot of these kind of courses?
We teach, this is about the fifth time or so that I've we've offered this computer class, the basic computer class for adults. We would love to offer a more advanced computer class. So if there are any experts out there who would like to volunteer an hour a week or so of their time, please contact us at the library. We offer a lot of classes and workshops and things like that for kids and kids of all ages. We have a teen lab at the library now, so the kids have a lot of programs, but the adults, you know, we're still working on trying to get more classes and workshops and stuff like that for them.
Why are these sort of basic computing skills important for some people?
For a variety of reasons, I think. I had one woman who came to me before one of our other classes started back in, I think it was November or something like that, and her son had just been stationed overseas, and he had set her up with an email account, and so they could communicate, and she did not know how to use an email account, didn't know how to use the computer, so... could be that. It could be people who are looking for jobs and they need to have those skills even to just look for work. Or they may just want to shop online. They may want to buy an airplane ticket online, that kind of stuff. So all kinds of reasons. And the class, I should say, is part of a series that has four sessions. And we ask that anyone signing up for this class be able to make all four sessions. That's June 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd, all Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m.
And how many openings do you have?
We have plenty of space right now, but time is running out. So call us at the library at 747-8708 or stop by and register for the class.
And that's the best way. People should call or stop by.
Yes.
What else is coming up at the library in June?
We have a lot going on at the library in June. We are packed with programs. We have our summer reading programs for all ages, from preschool to adults, starting June 3rd. The preschool one has actually already started, but all the other age groups start on June 3rd, and it runs through August 12th. So sign up at the library and win prizes for reading. How great is that?
I'm pretty excited about the adult one. So
yeah.
There are prizes for adults,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a variety of prizes in our big adult summer reading prize box, and we have a weekly drawing and then a grand prize for whoever reads the most by the end of the program. So, we have prizes for all ages at the library for summer reading. And the summer reading program kicks off with a performance by Sitka Gymnastics, who will perform at the library Friday, this coming Friday, June 3rd, at 10:30 a.m. And after the gymnastics, the summer reading program begins. Then on Sunday, June 5th, Muriel Sadler Hart will be at the library at 1:30 to present a program about her semester studying in Nicaragua and Cuba. We have a Choose Your Own Adventure Minecraft Book Club every Tuesday in June from 3:15 to 4:15 p.m. for kids 9 to 12. Participants in this program will be reading the adventure aloud and have to make unanimous decisions to determine the group's destiny as treasure hunters facing all kinds of Minecraft enemies. Registration is also required for this program, and space is limited. And we have movies at the library. Our Film Noir Club screens the subversive 1951 classic The Prowler, written by blacklisted writer Dalton Trumbo and starring Van Heflin and Evelyn Keyes, Saturday, June 11th at 7 p.m. at the library. And we provide Oreos, because they're black and white, and we call them Noirios, popcorn and other refreshments. So you don't want to miss this film. It's really a great and still largely unknown film noir. And we also have the Summer Music Festival film series at the library this year, every Thursday night in June, starting at 7:30. And the film this coming Thursday is Shine with Jeffrey Rush. And you can see our calendar online for other film titles.
Where are those movies screened?
They're screened at the library in our multipurpose room.
Oh, okay.
We have a brand new projector, a big screen projector, and great sound system. So stop on by. It's really a lot of fun. Then starting Friday, June 17th, it's Mini Olympics at the library. This is for kids ages 7 to 10. Starting Monday, June 27th, we have a week-long program for kids 9 to 12, Computer Programming with Scratch. I think Scratch is some sort of cat, but I'm not sure exactly. Kids will learn how to create their own video games, animated stories, and interactive art. And that's just a drop in the bucket. We have so much programming happening at the library in June. You can go to our website at cityofsitka.com, then departments to library, and go to our events calendar to see all the events and programs that we're offering every month.
So a lot to keep children and adults busy.
Yes, definitely. And librarians.
I am curious more about the summer reading programs. How you just track your hours of reading, or how does that work?
You come by, we give you a packet, and you keep track of the books that you read, and then every time you read a book, all the programs work differently. I'm talking about the adult program because that's the one that I know the most about. But you write down the titles of the books you read on the sheets of paper that we give you, and you can even write a little review on the back if you want to. You don't have to, but you can. And then you cut that out and put it in our weekly drawing jar. So every Sunday we pick one out of there and somebody wins a prize, and they get to come in and choose a prize every week.
Do you have to have a library card to sign up?
You do not have to have a library card to sign up for the summer reading program. But why wouldn't you want to get a library card? We have so much we offer there, books and DVDs and music and audiobooks and all kinds of stuff. So,
and Greg, so you're the electronic outreach coordinator. What does that mean you do, or what else do you do at the library?
Well, I curate the library's website, keep control of that. I also control the library's Facebook page and our Twitter account. Yes, your library is tweeting. I also do adult programming. The film noir series is my baby. I love that. I teach the computer class and do other adult programming. And like everybody else who works at the library, I also work out on the front desk.
And how did you get into this line of work?
Well, I always loved the library. I grew up here in Sitka, and the library was one of my favorite places in the world. And I went to college and got into newspapers, and I was in Oregon working at the Oregonian for a long time. I had a humor column there, and as people probably know what is happening to newspapers, things started going south, and I took a buyout and decided to get my master's in library science, and here I am.
Well, it seems like it's worked out well for you.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun working at the library, and so come on by and get your library card.
I still need to do that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, either about the adult computing classes or the upcoming events at Sitka Public Library?
You know, if I had the calendar in front of me, I could pitch some more of our programs, but we have programs, I think, almost every single day in June going on. It's very busy, so there's a lot of stuff. I think there's probably something for everybody. And especially for kids, our children's youth services librarian, Maite Lorente, does a terrific job, and she has a ton of programming going on, so much she can't keep track of it all. So, yeah, come on, you know, take a look at our website. We have a ton of stuff available on our website as well that a lot of people don't know about. We have access to more than 50 databases and all kinds of stuff on our website. So,
yeah. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Greg Mandel is the Electronic Outreach Coordinator at Sitka Public Library, and adult computing classes start tomorrow, Wednesday, June 1st at 9 a.m., and they run through the rest of the month. This is KCAW in Sitka.